Welcome to the White House Planning Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Butler of Butler Planning Services. This is the third episode of a podcast series following the meetings and events relating to the implementation efforts for the Vision 2020 program. Over the next few months, the city staff and planning consultants will begin preparing a new zoning ordinance for the White House Town Center. This ordinance will regulate land development within a section of White House roughly situated along portions of Main Street and Highway 110. More specifically, land east of Willingham, south of Wildcat, west of Bascom, and north of Heron. A map of the study area can be found on the city website by following the Vision 2020 link. Another housekeeping item to discuss is the project blog. The blog is a useful place to access information about the project. Schedule information, announcements, and supplemental info are delivered through this site. The URL is whitehouseplan.blogspot.com. No double use are needed in that address. This episode is the second half of the advisory committee meeting, which took place June 2nd. In this recording, the committee and community members discussed the district's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The consultant team also reviewed the results from the second survey, a visual preference exercise. Check the blog or this podcast feed for a short music video-style slideshow of the results. On a technical note, this recording was made with microphones spread throughout the council chambers. The recording is presented in stereo, which allowed the consultant team to engineer the sound to make participants easier to understand. However, you may need to use stereo headphones or speakers to benefit from this design. Also, the recording has been edited for time. The original running time has been reduced from 3 hours to just under 2. No content or discussion was cut. However, full recordings were made by city staff, if needed. The advisory committee will be meeting once again Monday the 30th at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be held in the White House Council Chambers. The agenda for the meeting will focus on building a draft zoning code matrix. Participation is highly encouraged for any stakeholder or community member who is interested in the town center's future. If you have questions or comments you would like addressed on this podcast or before the advisory committee, please feel free to contact the consultant team. You can send email comments to whitehouseplan@gmail.com. Also feel free to record audio questions or feedback and send them in via email. The planning consultants can also be reached by calling 979-777-7794. That's 979-777-7794. This has been Christopher Butler of Butler Planning Services. On behalf of the city staff, officials, and plan advisory committee, I encourage each of you to participate in the ongoing process to implement the Vision 2020 Comprehensive Plan. And now, part two of the June 2nd advisory committee meeting, picking up after the recess.
Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to try to power through this. Just get her just long enough. When you're close, you come in. So we want to start by looking at is, again, those questions asked earlier, the strengths, weaknesses, those are related, the opportunities and the threats. Now the things that we've got up here so far are some of the responses I got in the mail-in survey, just randomized that you put in there. So what we really want to look at now, and we're going to be free-form with this, what we did is, and we'll start with strengths. Can everybody read it? Do I need to fail at reading again? Okay. So let's look at some of the strengths that we maybe aren't listing here. We're going to build on these. And that can't be it. Or can it? Undesirable businesses.
She's
she's jumping ahead of us.
We're all
still strength settling.
Well, what about the heritage? What about the heritage as a strength, specifically?
Because we've lost what we had. Because we allowed that to go away, we have an opportunity, and probably the last opportunity.
Let's not talk about opportunity, but what is the strength?
The strength is
we know we've lost it.
Is we recognize that we've let it slip away.
Okay. So we recognize what we've lost is a strength. And we'll get to the opportunity.
That's the O's.
What else? On strength.
This thing is, this population is growing poorly. So the people often don't remember what they have lost. You know, it is a question of time and it is gone.
We've seen some buildings fall down, certainly in my lifetime, that I think people will remember. They can certainly go to any town of White House's age and see historic structures and think, where are those?
Here.
That's not necessarily true. The population is getting older. I think it's getting younger.
Yeah.
All right. I believe I saw some demographics the other day. I believe the figure I saw, the average age was 38. And I think that's a little younger than it was 20 years ago.
Okay. Let's move number 5 to number 6, and let's put the opposite there, because the demographics will show it. But it may be the population itself is getting older or younger, but maybe the right population is getting older. You know, we have to think about what these things are.
The original population.
I was about to say, yes.
The original population is getting older, but the influx of new families
That's a strength. We're getting an immigration of new.
Despite ourselves, we're getting them. You know what I'm saying? We're not really doing anything to cultivate them. Not a whole lot that I can see. The city is not doing anything to cultivate the school system. The school system has brought them in. A strength could just be the school system.
Yes, no doubt about that.
But at the same time, we've let the old fall away, which is
Do we want to move to witnesses? Okay, let's move to witnesses. Let's complain.
We do well at that.
Yeah, you probably will. So what's the number 6?
Can the atmosphere, in conjunction with the very first witness, traffic flow?
Traffic flow?
Because
in conjunction with the
exclamation mark. I think one of your witnesses is lack of community identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Community.
I'm
so glad I'm not the one typing. That's a tough job.
When you're talking about new and regular small lot, are you talking about commercial? What are you talking about?
Which one?
Number 2.
Numerous irregular and small lots. That's getting back to what we talked about several times.
Talking about as far as commercial or business?
Well, just if you look at 3.6 moving out and cutting into those lots, you know, just this lot across the street here. The big half has been cut off. So a weakness is now we've got all these small lots. What are we going to do with them?
Yeah, the one between the Eckerd's and the railroad track on the south side of 346 is an excellent example. Those lots started out as being 100, 125 feet deep, and now they're about 60 feet deep. So even if you build a zero lot line in the back and on the sides, if your structure, you know, you're only going to be 10 feet off the property line in the front if you have any decent-sized building, and then parking becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mike is right. There is not going to be consolidation. There is not going to be development over there. It's not going to be practical.
So a weakness is a lack of consolidation or a lack of willingness to consolidate. Is that a weakness?
There's now a lack, but it will be forced. The market is not wrong.
Yeah.
It will back down, but it will happen.
So let's do action on consolidation. What else do we have as far as weaknesses?
It's getting more and more you've got to have a car.
Okay.
But we're working on that.
Well, I understand it, but it isn't here yet.
She said to get anywhere in White House, you have to have a car.
Fall of 2009, there will be sidewalks. There will be sidewalks from Hagen Road all the way to CVS.
Both sides or one side of the highway?
I really don't remember. But you'll be able to walk from Hagen Road all the way to Bullingham Road.
And then one side.
Also,
you said lack of interest.
I was going to say, as someone new to White House, what if you got, I guess the weakness I would think was a lack of a business opportunity draw. What if you got to draw business opportunities here?
Lots and lots of rooftops.
Well, okay.
Well, that's what development's all about.
Yeah.
You develop a house, you develop the rooftops, and the commercial follows. And you develop, and you get, the odd thing is that the rooftops are here. They're just all driving past your commercial and title. So it's capturing it.
Diversity of businesses in here.
And diversity.
What do we have to draw more of a diversity of business opportunities? People have one, you're right.
Diversity of businesses.
But,
what do I ever do with that?
Lack of diversity of business, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It is under this category, we're going to assume it's a negative. So.
Gentlemen?
Keys and
More than 10?
Lack of parking facilities.
Lack of park facilities?
Yes.
But when we had the opportunity, to build an outstanding park facility,
my neighbors decided it was a bad idea.
I don't think it was what it was.
I think it was how it was done.
Well, we need to think about what those threats were to build that. So keep that, when we're talking about that, what are those threats? We'll get there. In the back,
Randy, the sustainable water supply, or at least the...
It's true.
That's the news. So water supply. The uncertainty of the current water situation,
which will play in your densities, your ability to fight fires in taller buildings.
No houses.
It is just what I see, what is coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a prophet, I'm not an Azar. And what I can see what is going to happen is, with this 346 being widened, mm-hmm. the traffic congestion is, 110 businesses are going to start and close, and that demand is going to go to this area. So it's not advantageous for White House, but it is going to come.
And Mike, is the 346 going to have an estimate in the middle of the
top 10?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No.
We'll have a turn lane.
Two lanes each direction with the turn lane in the center.
I like how you
said that.
Yes,
exactly.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Remember?
Go ahead and first, so.
Okay. Any more weaknesses we want to talk about? Let's try to be optimistic now. And let's go to opportunity. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. But let's look at the opportunities.
Maybe. I'm thinking about that income loop.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how do we, to make this an opportunity, that's that traffic there. So what do we provide that's going to bring it here?
Podcast is good. To grow that direction. Because there is some space.
What do we provide here? Well, that's going to happen naturally. What do we provide here to bring people in? What do we offer that's different here? Maybe
yes. Growth in residents,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily growth in business.
But right.
People will see the loop as a access to Tyler, mm-hmm. faster access, and to Dallas. It is happening. There's people working in Dallas.
So an opportunity to capture the bedroom for people who work even farther away in time. So capture the bedroom.
We have the opportunity to recapture the town heritage that we let go away.
So what do you want to call, how do you want to phrase that?
Five words or less.
To recreate or to create a town center.
Okay.
That's what we're calling it. But
that can be on the list. That's fine.
Because we do not have that at this time.
This is just opportunities for White House.
It's mostly opportunities for the town center, but we got to think big. We're thinking big, but our goal is town center.
Well, if people take this corner 110 and go 346, then they're more than likely they're heading out to either live or play on the lake.
Yeah.
And it, as a corridor through the lake, mm-hmm. the town center does already see quite a bit of traffic. It may just be seasonal, except for the residents out there, but I think we could definitely capitalize on...
So being the first opportunity for retail, for restaurants, for
exactly.
out for lodging.
Exactly.
Temporary lodging.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. For those lake dwellers, lake partiers.
Lake visitors.
So
let's see
now, what are we typing in here as far as...
Yeah, what you just said.
What I just said.
Yeah, sure.
So the first opportunity for commerce, and then in parentheses, retail.
Like community.
Entertainment. Lodging.
You bet. Ask them what happened last summer when the light was dry. It's hard to live with that many people. So.
Well, they stopped at Brookshire's to buy things to get sandwiches that they got there. They stopped at Brookshire's to buy bottled water to take out on the boat.
They ran back up here again.
Right. And once they got there, remember, they didn't have
anybody out there.
Oh, absolutely. Wallers. When Wallers was there, that gas station was lined with boats all the time. All the time. And you know, you could buy a burger, bacon, and your gas all the same station. That's right.
Okay, let's go on to threats. We're going to look at threats, and then we're going to look at the visual preference survey results. So we already talked about, when we were talking about the park, what was a threat that ended up taking out that project? Was it apathy? Was it not wanting to spend the money? Was it lack of communication? What was the threat in your mind that killed that project?
Money. Miscommunication was one.
So we got money and miscommunication. And you can put this all in the same line, just comments.
Lack of communication in the planning process. The plan was presented to the public as a done, already done deal. The input was not gathered.
Problem number one.
To help the community feel that they were a part of developing the park in the beginning. It was done in cost. It was done well, but it was done in cost, and nobody bought it.
Okay. What are some other threats from the... Yes?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the park was the soccer fields. That was the park.
That was no longer part of it.
So that's back to communication.
Exactly. Yes. That's part of the miscommunication. The greatest miscommunication that went on in my neighborhood, which was Carlin, which is the street that would have backed it, was, oh, that's going to bring a terrible bunch of people to our neighborhood. Since when did parks bring a terrible bunch of people to the neighborhood?
And cost money.
That was the only two things I ever heard screamed from my neighborhood was, it's going to cost too much money. And it's going to bring a bad lot of people to our neighborhood. They're going to park on our street.
See, that was also said when they were talking about making the railroad track a bike track.
Oh, exactly. It was that it brings a long kind of people out.
Yeah, we have this argument in every community.
Yeah.
It's
terrorist joggers, you know.
Because it's terrorist joggers.
Okay, so unwanted element.
Unwanted element, yeah.
Other threats not related to the park, and we're going to go on to visual preference right after this. Okay, any more threats? No? Yes. Resistance. Okay.
I'll tell you a threat that'll be coming soon is if we don't annex some more land into the city, we will be an island. Because Tyler will engulf White House, and then we won't have a choice of having more bedrooms or whatever kind of rooms you want to have.
So being landlocked.
Exactly. Okay. We're already landlocked on two sides, to the north and the west. We can only go east and south. Have you seen that segment?
This is all a good conversation, but unless there's one more thing, I want to move on to the visual preference survey. Yes?
The economy?
Okay. The threat of it collapsing around us and leaving us high and dry? Okay, so then just valid.
If it goes here,
right.
We avoided the threat the country's experiencing. Like it did in the 80s, the oil bust, businesses started closing, retail spaces, the trees, houses.
I'm sorry.
Well, this could stop.
Right. You are. Okay. Stephen, can we go ahead and bring up the visual preference survey results?
He's dealing with you well.
Yeah, we're in hurling something over here.
Okay. Is anybody going to object if I keep you one more half hour to let you go? Is that okay? What we're about to look at is the top 10 pictures as far as the form, in your opinion.
Pictures. I think you opened the wrong one. Yeah, make sure. Go ahead and kill this off. Yeah, there you go. No, this one right here. Nope. This one right here. So change it enough. And sort by date modifier?
Is it presentation one, Jen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is not number one. The reason this is in here is I want to just talk about that setback issue. I have no idea where this fell in the results. But there's a lot of these that we looked at where you think, okay, there's no way we can accomplish that on Main Street. But if we're looking at 30 feet from the edge of the pavement to the front of the building, if we allow a zero setback, this is that. So if we wanted to, if we desire this type of development, we could do something fairly pedestrian-oriented in 30 feet. This is 30 feet from pavement to front of building and a 10-foot sidewalk. So again, I have no idea what this spell. This may have been voted down or up for various reasons. But there's no reason we can't do a pedestrian-oriented development style, even on 346, with 30 feet. Okay? That's just the first thing I wanted to talk about. And this is going to be a surprise to me, just like it's going to be a surprise to everybody else. But let's look at number one. Number one, Bel Air. City of Bel Air. This is Bel Air Boulevard. This is Paseo Park that goes straight down Bel Air Boulevard. It's big enough for an arts and crafts fair every year. It's big enough for movies in the park in the summer. They've got a trolley, so, you know, the original trolley that ran from downtown Bel Air to Houston back when there was a wilderness between the two. That thing is parked there. So this is right in the middle of a major thoroughfare. But it's a little amenity of very pleasing, relaxing place. I'm going to show you an aerial photo of this. And for the people up there, let's see if I can use the pointer. Can everybody see that? This is the park. So this is the trolley there. This is actually an amphitheater, but it looks like an old trolley station. So it's taking the heritage of the trolley and applying it to the current need. And you can see there, this is three lanes of traffic, but it's peaceful in here because it's got it was designed correctly. It's not peaceful in the real country, but it feels good. So that was number one. This is number two. Anybody want to venture a guess as to where this is?
Is that a Landers?
It's a Joe's.
Joe's Craft.
Yeah,
it's a Joe's.
This is in Louisiana. This is Bossier, Louisiana. This is on their boardwalk. And I'm going to come back to this and talk about what we did and didn't like about this. Actually, I want to go back to this and make sure. What are some of the things you really liked about this first one? Sorry, I just forgot. We mentioned the lamppost. What are some of the things that people really like about this?
Trees.
Anything else?
Sidewalk that's not right on the road.
Okay. It's close.
It feels residential. It feels.
Okay. And we're not there yet, but the houses along here, 2 million, 3 million. So people are willing to spend the money. You don't have to be that expensive to have this kind of park. People are willing to put their money in some of these places. It's just... I don't live in one of those houses, by the way. So let's go back on this one, this Joe's Crab Shack. What are some of the things that you find there? What are some of the things you liked about this picture itself?
I liked the diversity of the building materials, the wood up against the concrete.
The landscaping, the diversity.
The lamppost again. The openness of an outdoor eating area.
Okay.
But yet a division with the fencing.
Okay.
But it's not closed up fencing. It's
right.
Open fencing.
It's not linear. It's not linear.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and show you the broader view. And again, hang on to your seat backs. I'm going to turn this over. And you're not actually looking at that building because I was on the wrong side of the bridge. It's mirrored on both sides. So that Joe's is in a building such like this. And as I was looking around, you see what that is actually facing. It's a water feature. Not the most attractive thing ever, but people flock to it. Okay? So let's go on to number three.
That might be flocking to what's flocking towards that.
Yeah, that's true. Number three, this is Sugar Land Town Center. What were some of the things that stuck out about this one for you?
It reminded me of a courthouse. If that's not a courthouse, it looked like one.
I was going to say, it reminded me of like a historic courthouse.
County seat.
Yeah, right. County seat around.
Okay. It's like stability.
And I can tell you what this was based on. This is in the Sugar Land. I mean, sugar. Go. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So that is a reference back to some of those old structures that were there. This is brand new. But it's referencing that history, that heritage the community had. And they've incorporated that symbol in the... If you drive along the freeway there, you see that symbol everywhere.
Is that a pedestrian area in the front?
Very much. I'm going to...
Big open pedestrian area?
I'll go ahead and show the aerial for this. So this is the court. But this is the town square. It's right in front of there. And when I talk about that public-private partnership, this is another one. Because if you look at, this is an office building. on every floor but the first floor. The first floor is retail and entertainment, restaurants, that sort of thing. This is a Marriott, I think, or it's a hotel. Again, first floor is commercial. Over here in the bottom right corner, that's almost all retail with a multi-family. So you got it all right there. You have your business, you have entertainment, you have residential, and it's a public-private partnership. White House is probably is not ready for this intensity, but it might be ready for this idea where you're mixing in a pedestrian sense some of these uses.
And where's the parking?
The parking I'll show you is... Okay,
see the head in.
This is the hold on your seat view, but this is just the going back and forth there.
Is it underground? Is it
no, it's behind here. Okay. So these apartments here are about as deep as a typical apartment. The shops are about as deep as a typical strip center building. And behind there, you have parking, essentially. And you have some courtyard.
Probably parking garage.
Right. I don't know if it made the cut, but I've got some pictures inside some of these questions that we can look at. Any other questions about this? Where is the parking? Is on street? Free parking? The parking is 100% supported by the retail. The city subsidized it and makes it back up in taxes. You do not have to pay to park. Any other questions about this? Okay. Let's go on to the next one. This is right outside of Arlington in D.C. You can walk 3 blocks from this house to a metro stop, get on the subway, and be in the middle of Washington in 20 minutes. But if you're walking around here, it's quiet, it's relaxing, it's a small town. So what are some of the things you liked about this?
I like that style of house. I like the Victorian style.
The Victorian style?
I like that.
Trees friendly?
Yeah.
Warm.
Okay. Anything else?
It echoes actually some of the houses that are down.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a historic house. Not all of them are, but this particular one is a historic house.
Small.
I'm going to go to the aerial view and just show you this street. The house I was taking a picture of is one of these guys right here. I'm not sure which one. I only get my other pointer. So one of these. And you walk down this boulevard, like I said, and you're right in the downtown area. It doesn't feel bad. So this is something you could do in the periphery around the town center here. Next one. Okay. BK. We talked about this earlier, so this is really popular. What were some things about this particular picture that you liked?
Water features.
I like the water features as well.
Landscaping.
Multi-tiered
landscaping.
Okay. Did it feel comfortable? Feels comfortable to get out of your car, or was it just the aesthetics of it, both in your car and out of your car?
I wanted to hear the water.
Okay, yeah. At least roll down your window. Anything else?
I have to get out.
Let me show you the other view, and then we'll talk about it. And this is that same sort of view earlier. Remember the park that we looked at? I'm going to swing back around, and we're looking at the back of that building, the library, and you see the retail. There's no residential here. It's new. It's hard to tell if it's going to be successful. But it's fairly popular. Any other thoughts on this before we go to the next one?
Looks bare.
Bare? Okay.
More areas.
So if we do this, we got to be more
trees. More trees.
Move on. My view.
More green.
I don't know if it's a fair question to Mike. You know, if you look at this,
he's pointing at the sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
Huh?
What Texas Bell is going to give us is a.
They're not going to give you that.
No. And they're going to require for the balance of it to be green, or
that's their standard answer. Does that have to be their only answer? No. Are they going to let you put parking out there? Probably not. But if the city and the development community is willing to put enhancements there, they're going to go for it. The more you lower the speed of travel, you raise the efficiency by lowering the speed. I know it doesn't sound right. But if you get all people actually drive 35, it's going to be a more efficient roadway than if they're flying through it at 45 or 50. Fewer accidents, fewer times you got to slam on your brakes, that sort of thing. And all of these elements that you put in here are going to contribute to that, enforcing that natural, efficient speed limit. This is not intended to be 55 right here. It's intended to be 35, so everything we can do to make it that way, TxDOT should support it. But no, they're not going to build this for you. You're going to have to build this. Right. I forget what number we're on, but this is actually back in Sherland again.
Green.
What else?
I like the planters down the brick like that too.
Okay.
Rose pretty light.
Mm-hmm. The historic field.
And it mixes everything. It mixes the brick, it mixes the concrete, but the trees are there too.
Is there another view of this that shows how high these buildings are?
Yes, there is.
That's a high building.
I was standing right here. Oh, sorry, you guys can't tell. This, my pointer right there, everybody see it? That's where I was standing, looking this direction. So it doesn't have to be that high, but if I go back to this picture you were talking about, it doesn't feel bad. Yeah. It's the trees.
The aerials, it surprises me when you show the aerials of these places versus what you see on the ground level, because you are engulfed by some of the trees.
It's the trees, it's
because
the awnings.
Because you feel the tree, you don't feel the building.
Right.
But there aren't that many of them when you see them in the aerial.
There's not.
Surprisingly few that doesn't take much
to. Now I'm going to go back. And they're there. They're just not really built in yet. This aerial is probably a year older or newer than this picture. But the point is, it's the awnings. It's the points of interest. It's not a flat surface.
And while those are the old tiny awnings, they still give it that same feel.
Right. They're actually mixing trees and awnings.
And there's front end parking.
And they're green.
Yep.
And the awnings are great.
So let's talk about downstream parking. Obviously, we're not going to get it on 346.
There's not going
to be. Is there a willingness to have it on the side streets if it's done this way? Because I got to tell you, that's how you solve your parking problem. It's your biggest attack.
What side streets?
The streets that'll cut in.
What?
You're going to have them here. This is not going to be a small street, but if you look at redeveloping. Let's just think 20 years down the road. The site we're on now, the park and the school district land, if we're talking about building something in there, the streets that come in off of that. And there's another picture that I don't know if it got ranked highly, but it's an apartment complex. But you think you're on city streets because they just built it that way. Okay, anything else before I leave? This one right here, go to the next one. This kind of looks like you get a winner on your screen. On their screens, it's warm, it feels like warm cookie dough, you know, it just makes you have good feelings. Well, particularly guys out here, what were the things that you thought? I'm just turn around one of these monitors so folks can see.
Texture. The building has texture.
Yeah.
It has that old stone texture.
I like that better. I like this one, but I really like that one.
Nuclear. I gotta go see Nuclear Winter now.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Is it all pointed?
Yes.
I think I'll keep it.
Oh, yeah. Does that
pan up? Talk about Austin Stone.
That's bright.
So what are the things that we did like about this? The texture? What else?
Historic, that's what I liked about it. It looks
even
hard,
if it's not
historic.
Old, it looks old.
Okay. All right. This is an aerial view of that. This is Redstone, New Mexico.
Where is this?
Redstone, New Mexico. So this is actually an Amtrak station. So you can go north to south anywhere in the country passing through.
Look at the different facades on that front street.
I guess I'm not pointing everything
lights,
over there.
Different
and it doesn't
colors.
Look bad. It looks good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that building is the one here on the corner that I'm showing you.
I like the squared off corner.
Okay. I'm going to keep moving, just to keep us moving and try to get us out of here. Long Beach, California. And before we talk about what you liked and didn't like, I want to show you some of the other views. So what we're looking at is not the flat side of a Walmart that we're accustomed to.
Not the typical Walmart.
Oh, went too far. What we're looking at is a view.
Yeah.
So the circular thing, that's what I was taking a picture of. The parking garage, I don't know if you guys can see it up there.
Yeah.
I was standing on that parking garage. So what they've done is, it's a Walmart. It's a single-story Walmart. But they've turned it. It's not a seat parking anymore. They've added other buildings. If you look along here, along some of these streets, it's every bit of some of the things we've been talking about tonight that we like. The parking garage is free, again, for customers. It's validation. So every one of those stores you go in, you get 2 hours of free parking. It's really weird to look on parking garage and see we sell for less, the basket collectors. All in. I don't know if I have a picture of that in here, but
Oh,
there we go.
There it is.
So there's the We Sell for Less shopping cart. Again, nuclear winter over here for the people in the cheap seats. Sorry about that. And I'll go back. This is looking along that Main Street. So what are, if we look at some of the things we've talked about before, you see some of those elements here. You don't see the residential, but that's there. They've got the residential all in this development site. So what are some of the things on that first picture you like and picked out?
That Walmart conformed to...
That Walmart conformed to what the community wanted. Walmart's not going to pop into this town center because it's too close together. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be others from other places eventually. This is the validation program. Okay, what did you like about this one? This is in Toledo, Ohio. This is Libby's Commons. I'll go ahead and show you the area.
Greenery has so much to do with that.
The greenery? There's just greenery, sorry. No residential, it's just commercial and office. Let me go to the aerial view. The residential is actually behind it. So if you look down this alley, those are multifamily apartments. They have a very wide range of housing costs. So there's some more affordable and there's some very high-end condo development. I'm going to go back to the aerial again and show you that where I was standing was the people out here. You can't see the color, they can see the red dot. I was standing at the bottom of the picture looking at the top. Just another view of some of the multifamily coming in. This was early phase. See, let's go ahead and pull up the other, just hit escape to get out of this presentation. What we're going to look at now is the worst five. If you have to leave. I want to keep going. I don't want to shortchange you, but I realize I've been, believe me, I've been talking the whole time, so I feel it. I already see which one was number one. There you go, Stovler. Okay. Everybody salute. Now, this is one case where theirs doesn't look any better than yours. I'll go ahead. Yeah, here we go. It's pretty much the same. Before I ask you what you didn't like, I want to show you the aerial view. Doesn't get much better.
Look at boxcars.
Yeah.
It's like they do. A bunch of semi.
Here's looking down the alley.
Where is it?
This, I don't want to give Midtown a bad name, but this is Midtown Houston.
Is it really?
It is.
No, it's different.
They are completely sold out.
It's different.
They're completely sold out. They don't have any signs of it all. Yeah. So going back to this, I think I can guess, but real quick, just bullet, what are they?
It's a box.
It's horrid. What else?
Overhead wires.
Wires are horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, we have those. Well, I think those are
different. Well, I just picked a different color.
Yeah, yeah. They picked several colors.
Red, white.
Okay, let's go on to number two, most hated. Well, that was a surprise. This is Sundance Square in Fort Worth. You may remember this. You remember when the tornado hit Fort Worth? And there was an office tower? The tornado knocked every piece of glass out. It showered the city. They couldn't rebuild it as an office tower, so they turned it into residential. Again, it's almost all sold. It's popular, but it's not necessarily right for White House.
But it's because of its location.
Right.
That's why it's sold out. Yeah.
So do we want to talk about what we hate about this, or is it pretty obvious?
No, it's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious. Okay, that's the aerial.
We can black our lawn on top of our hill.
The square is right over, right outside this picture. Okay, number three most hated.
Big box
retail.
Big box.
It happens to be Home Depot, but it doesn't have to be Home Depot.
No,
what are the things? No landscape.
Right up on the street. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like last bar.
Is it the setback itself, or is it the lack of anything interesting?
I think it's the lack of anything interesting. I think it's the fact that there's no landscape, nothing. It's just the street and then the building.
Okay.
And then cars.
I'll show you the aerial. It's going to go really fast here in a minute. Yep. That's the aerial. Interesting, but probably not right for White House. You know, they've got the lumber yard and all that over there. Okay, 6th Street in Austin, didn't like this. What is it that you didn't like about this?
The building looks unfinished.
Yeah,
it does. It looks like it's still in construction.
Well, it looks really good at night.
Yeah, it looks really good in certain conditions.
You can't.
I'll leave those.
Or whatever conditions. You're going to be a lot of this.
You have to be all over.
Right. Okay. So
let's
see. So what do you like about it? You like the trees?
I like the trees.
Okay. It was mainly this building. This could be done right. Yeah, it's just not.
It's definitely the building.
How do you feel about the rooftop seating if it was done better?
Think of that a nicer railing.
What is there to see up there? The people out on the street.
So if you look, you're looking across, you're looking at other clubs and other things like that. Okay?
Big box.
Big box again. You didn't like this. This is Meyerland Plaza.
Sea of cars.
Sea of parking. Okay. Anything else?
Same old. It looks like pretty much any other big Target parking lot.
It could be anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, it could be
anywhere. Palm trees.
Except for the palm trees.
Well, there are places that shouldn't have them.
And they weren't even very strategically placed. Six of them. They just kind of slammed up next to the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't want that sea of parking. Oh, this breaks my heart. Bel Air, Texas. What did you not like about this, other than the building?
I don't know. I liked that.
You okay. Well, who didn't like this?
I was the one that voted
for
that.
I know. Why are you
so it's boring? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about using structures that were originally residences for commercial?
Well, and that's what they do.
Let's cut to the chase. Some of these Victorians that we do have left.
Yeah, how but what if you do it right? Well, doing it and doing it right.
I agree.
You're doing it right. Yeah.
If you dress up the facade, there's somebody at the end of, is it Lloyd Road over off of Biloxi?
That's taken a house and is restoning the outside of it and widening things. I mean, they're making it into a family. But if you just move the family out and put up a sign for your business, that's all there is. I mean, it's how small towns grow to larger towns. It's the midpoint that they go to by taking houses that are now on busy streets and turning them into businesses. So I feel like it's, but go over off of Old Bullard, mm-hmm. and there's some beautiful old homes over there that are architects, mm-hmm. lawyers, accountants.
So what everybody, very well. So one of your things you have to think about in the next 4 weeks is what do you do to do it right? But that's what we have to come to, what do we do to do it right? Okay, top five, looking at character, and I'm not going to spend too much time on these just to get us out of here. Do you like the character in this one?
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of it already. It was pretty for some people. I can charge you more than every one of these things. I'll be fine with that.
This looks a little like, there's some buildings that look like this in Hutto.
Yeah,
It's that same stone.
Right.
In Hutto.
Okay. You've already seen the aerial. Next one. You like the character on this one?
Yeah.
So we won't stick with that. By the way, I'm going to analyze these numbers a lot more.
That one appeared on the
page. Above. Yeah, I'm sure it did. So we've already talked about the character elements we liked about this one.
The landscaping.
You've seen that in fly through. So we've already talked about what we liked about Bel Air.
This view of Bel Air. There's another view we didn't like.
That one you didn't like, right? Okay, this is interesting. This is Celebration Disney. This is Disney World. Owned by Disney World. But it's actually a real town. It's got a real police force. It's got a fire. It's not a theme park. But Disney developed it to be new urban. So what were some of the things you liked about this? From a character standpoint.
It's interesting.
Okay. This is the aerial. So that building that I'm looking at, I am standing. Okay, where the mouse is now, I'm standing there looking at this building here. And so it's interesting, the parking, it's all surface parking. They don't have garages. But when we're talking about that strong pedestrian access, the alleyways that they have here, I may have a picture of it. I don't have a picture. The alleys are very interesting, very comfortable feeling. And so it is. You drive there, which you feel perfectly comfortable driving around. People use golf carts. I'm sure nowadays they're using Segways. I haven't been back in a couple of years.
Outside, inside.
Right. Anything else before we move on? No? You like the character on this? We've already talked about it, but this is a different view. It's that Levy's Commons in Toledo. What you didn't like? Oh, here's our old friend. So what did you definitely not like about this?
Cold and modern.
It's just straight across, flat.
Flat, okay. The president's going to be so sad. This is Pennsylvania Avenue. If you take a left and you walk down, you can say hello to Mr. Bush. But the reason... Goodbye, Mr. Bush. Whatever you happen to want to say. This is a CVS. that doesn't look like a typical CVS, but what did you not like about this? And again, if you can see the, it's a much warmer feel. You're not looking at the.
This is a straight street with straight flat buildings.
Okay.
Tall, skinny trees.
Okay. This is the aerial view. In fact, this, you know, on the right day, this is wall to wall people protesting something.
Oh, yeah. Probably that's
easy. Oh, breaks my heart. I'm glad I don't live in that house. Okay, back to Austin. And our good old friend, Home Depot. Okay. Hopefully, what you've got, certainly what I've got from this, is an idea of what you'd like to see in other examples. Next time we meet, which will be June 30th, I'm going to bring tables with me that have numbers. So we're going to start to talk about, we certainly want flexibility in setback. We're going to start to talk about what that should be. We've talked about height. We're going to start to look at what some of those should be. So you're not going to be looking at pages of zoning code, but you're going to be looking at numbers and hopefully visualizations that illustrate those numbers. So hopefully you're not just going to be looking at three stories. You're going to be seeing visualization of what that looks like. That's June 30th. Hopefully everyone can be here. We'll probably be at 6:30 again. I'd like to say it'll be shorter, but I can't guarantee that. So, if anyone is interested, if you go to the city's website, there's a link, Vision 2020. You go there, and you can look at the blog. And the blog has information. It'll have an announcement of when this will be again. And it'll have a link to download the audio if you're interested in suffering through this for another 3 hours. So, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Mike. But thank you for coming.
Okay. The agenda says closing statement, so I guess that's where I say thank you very much for coming. And I think we've all seen some things, especially those of you that own property. I hope that you have some ideas about what we can do, and I think we can do pretty much whatever we want to do. Clean slate. There are some hurdles that have to be overcome. But I don't think anything is going to be impossible. So once again, thank you very much for coming. Mark the 30th on your calendars. We'll do this again, and we'll have some more information. I'm hoping that after that meeting, we'll know exactly what we want to do, and we'll move on. Once again, thank you for coming.
Reaching the window.